It is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their site. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Let's go right into your phone calls about what you want. Bodie's in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bodie.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about Jeannie, Christian Anarchist was calling in about how he thinks Asians are just better at maths or...
Yes, he made lots of blanket statements about lots of people based on... They're racist, essentially.
He is married to an Asian.
He is. It's true.
Well, it reminded me of this article that I'd read a few years ago about by Malcolm Gladwell, and it talks about how Japanese and Chinese and the Korean language are more suited to mathematics because of how they're... Their numbers sound when you speak them and how they're spelled.
Okay.
And I, as a little excerpt from his article here, if you don't mind me reading it.
Right, go right ahead, no problem.
Okay, at the beginning it lists seven numbers, and it tells you to look away and spend 20 seconds memorizing the sequence before saying them out loud again.
Mm-hmm.
And he says if you speak English, you have about a 50% chance of remembering that sequence perfectly, and if you're Chinese, though... You're almost certain to get it right every time. And the reason behind this, Gladwell writes, is because humans can store digits in a memory loop that lasts only about 2 seconds. And in Chinese languages, numbers are shorter, allowing Chinese to both speak and remember those numbers in 2 seconds, a fraction of the time it takes to remember those numbers in English.
So what you're saying is if they show people numbers in their native language, so we would be looking at the sort of Roman numeral, not Roman numerals, but the
Arabic numerals.
The Arabic numerals, whereas they would be looking at the Chinese symbols for whatever those numbers are?
Right, and he says Asian languages such as Chinese, Japanese, and Korean have a more logical counting system compared to the regular ways that the numerals are spoken in English. As he writes, 11 is 10-1, 12 is 10-2, and 13 is 10-3, and so on.
Very interesting. So basically what he's saying is that if you are not Chinese by nature, like in that you aren't Chinese race, and you were just born in China, and you happen to grow up learning the Chinese language, that you would likely be better at math, is what he's saying.
Right. And he also says children in Asia thus learn to count faster than English-speaking children, and even fractions are easier for Asian children because they are more easily understood and conceptual. For one example... one half is understood as 50 parts out of 100 parts. And because math is more easily understood, Asian children get math faster than their Western counterparts. And he says this has nothing to do with some sort of innate Asian proclivity for math.
It just has to do with their particular culture and the way they speak and write. Very interesting. I thank you, Bodie, for sharing that with us. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee and see what he has to say to that. Go ahead, Gene. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, Ian, first of all, I want to talk to you about being dishonest Saturday.
All right. Will you promise to address what Bodie says after that?
Sure.
Okay. Go right ahead.
You were totally dishonest about the way you represented what I had to say. What I had to say was based on my observations, and they're just as valid as anybody else's.
Can you recap what it was, Gene? Because I don't remember what it was.
I am not racist at all, but you said, and this is an exact quote because I just got through listening to the podcast. I've got it queued up here if you want to hear it. You said, he said it was his experience that they were shiftless. Now, I never said any such thing. I never implicated any such thing. And for you to say that I said that is just totally dishonest.
Weren't you talking about, was this the night you were referring to where you were talking about how you have hired black people in the South and that you found that it was next to impossible to find one that was actually doing their jobs appropriately?
I was talking about the work ethic. Now, of course, you guys wouldn't let me actually make my point.
Well, we had you on for an entire segment. Come on now, Gene.
You guys,
you're talking about Friday night, right?
You talked over me and over me and over me, and you never let me finish a sentence.
You know, it's interesting, Gene. We actually played that back right before the show, so we actually just listened to that, too, so we're pretty fresh on it. And I have to completely disagree with you. We had a conversation wherein we interrupted a few times, just as you are.
Say something. The rest of the time, you guys were just talking over me. But
yeah,
my point was, if you will let me say it, is I was comparing the work ethic of the black community from what my observations were in the 60s versus my observations currently. Now, I never said anything regarding shiftlessness or anything about that. And certainly, I do not feel that any race is more is better or worse than any other race. In fact, I looked at the dictionary.com definition of racist, and I don't fit it. You want to hear the dictionary definition?
Sure, go right ahead, Gene.
Okay, number one. Number two doesn't apply because that's talking about government. Number one says a belief or doctrine that inherent differences among the various human races determine cultural or individual achievement, usually involving the idea that one's own race is superior and has the right to rule other. Well, I don't believe that.
Well, I agree with you, Gene. You certainly don't agree with that last portion, but you did make some very blanket statements.
Let me finish. I do believe that there are differences in the races. I mean, obviously there are genetic differences between blacks and whites. One's black, one's white. There are genetic differences in facial features. There are genetic differences that go deeper than visual, such as sickle cell anemia. If you're black, I would like to see you, Ian, go out and try to get yourself a case of sickle cell anemia. You will not be able to do it. Now,
Gene, I don't disagree.
Number three says hatred or intolerance of another race or other races, and that also I do not fit.
Nope.
Now, to bury your head in the sand and say that there's no differences between black and white is the same as saying there's no differences between male and female, and it's just plain ignorance.
Well, I
don't feel that you're addressing what went on Friday or Saturday.
Friday night.
Whatever night it was. However, I've got to ask this question, though, Gene. If there are some differences in the races, let's say that Asians are better at math, and let's say that, white people are more likely to be overbearing, and black people are dum-dums. You fit whatever the description you want in there. What's the point in bringing it up?
The point in bringing it up is to try and work around the differences. To bury your head in the sand doesn't do a damn thing.
But if I'm white, I don't want to be considered overbearing. So therefore, if you bring it up, I'm going to be put off. You know, I don't like being told I'm overbearing, and I'm liable to get overbearing on you or whatever.
Ian tells you you're overbearing all the time.
Yeah, well, Ian and I make a living out of calling each other names. That's one side of what I'm coming at on this, Gene. And the other side is, what's the first thing that they do to diminish libertarians? Do they address the issues, or is the first thing they do call us names? And what's that name?
The name they call libertarians?
Yeah,
there's a lot of them. I'm not sure what you're
first thing
about.
That I always hear out of their mouths is racist.
Really?
It's the first thing. Dr. Paul, what happened?
I see.
I mean,
it rolled off his back, though, didn't it? It didn't stick.
Please, I went on a Democrat radio show and to address, Dr. Paul, and it was the first thing that came out of their mouth. That was the only thing we talked about him for an hour that didn't come out of my mouth.
Look, Gene, I don't recall calling you a racist on Friday night, but
you said that I said that they were shiftless. I never said or indicated any such thing.
If you say you didn't indicate that, then I apologize, but I recall you saying, and Mark, we just listened to this segment just before the show. Didn't Gene say something about how the black people in the South, that he never hired
that
one that
the
was...
The work ethic is terrible in the South, and among the blacks, it's very bad. And
Let's bury the hatchet on it.
Inefficient. The word shiftless means inefficient and lazy. So what you're saying is you didn't use the term shiftless.
No, and I never would use a term like that. That's an inflammatory term.
Okay. Let's bury the hatchet on it, because I don't see any point in hashing through it. But what I also don't see any point in is discussing differences in races, because everybody is individual and everybody has, a certain amount of the races in them mixed up. And I hope to see more of it.
Well, hang on, Gene. More in a moment here, and I want to get his response to what Bodhi had said a few moments ago as well at 800-259-9231. you can bring up what you want. It's one thing to say that some people are black and some people are white, but it's another thing to say that people who are black are this and this and this, which is what I heard Gene saying before. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring out anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. We give you the features free there, including the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. There is a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you hate making those extra trips to carry in the groceries? The last few months at my house, we've been using Totosack. They're a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. I actually just carried mine. When I go to the grocery store by myself, I don't even want to have to deal with the cart and having to take it back to the cart corral or up to the store or anything like that. So I just take one of them and hook it on my back pocket, and then when I leave the store, I just carry all this stuff right out to the car. You can find out what they look like and go order a family pack today at totasack.com. That's TOTASAK.com. I think mine's great, and I think you'll find out that you can carry a lot more with a totasack.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Gene is on the line with us, the Christian anarchist with us from Tennessee, and kind of talking about his call on Friday night, I believe was to the end, toward the end of the first hour of the program. Gene, you were talking about how I had said that you had called black people in the South shiftless, and you are correct. I did not, or rather, you did not call them shiftless. What you did say was that it was your observation that the ones that you had hired were not very good workers. And my issue with Eugene is that you were painting with a very, very broad brush in that conversation, and you took issue with the fact that we kept pointing it out to you and responding to the things you would say. But that's part of how we sometimes have conversations that are of a heated nature on this program. That said, we did have you on for an entire segment to discuss what it was that you had brought up. And you were painting people with a broad brush. And you weren't just saying that, well, some people are black and some people are white. You were attributing certain specific character traits to people who were white or black. And that's just not fair to do. And I think that's the point that some of us were making to you on Friday night.
Well, I disagree with you. I think it is fair, and I do not agree with your opinion, and it's your opinion that you can't group people into groups. I do group people into groups, and I've mentioned this in the past. I think that people can be grouped into groups as an average, but you can't say that there are no exceptions to this.
I see that, Gene, and I appreciate you saying that, but at the same time, as we pointed out the other night, what you are calling an average is more likely your assessment of what you think to be the case rather than some real average, because you're skewed as far as your perspective on observing these things. You made the statement that most black people have big rims on their cars the other night.
I threw out the rim thing, and I didn't even mean that as part of my argument. Then you guys jumped on that, and then the caller jumped on it. I don't care about rims. Rims is not an important thing.
But I'm giving you an example of a statement you made that just lumped a bunch of people into a group as though it were true, as though it was the average, and it's not even the case.
I don't even want to talk about the rims.
I understand that, Gene, because you were wrong in saying that.
The rims is not an issue.
Go right
ahead. Rims aren't an issue. The issue is that if you look at husbandry, animal husbandry, and human beings are an animal like any other animal, you can breed into a subset of a type of animal different traits. And I've mentioned in the past that all the races are a defect. They are they're inbreeding, and because of the inbreeding, you wind up with genetic defects. Whites are inbred. They're a genetic defect. Blacks are inbred. They're a genetic defect. Asians are inbred. They're a genetic defect. And I've said in the past that if you took all the races and bred them together, you would wind up with a closer match to the way God created us with Adam and Eve, or if you're an evolutionist.
It's an interesting opinion.
I don't think it's true. Actually, if you look at mitochondrial Eve. No. If you look at mitochondrial Eve and you draw these things back, in fact, the inbred anomalies are Caucasians and Asians. They are not blacks. We were all black at one point. Or, the human race came from black.
You're
they do.
You're buying into the BS.
Okay.
You don't have any clue whether that's true. Some scientist pointy head is telling you that.
Okay.
At any rate, you can look at any kind of animal husbandry, whether you're talking about dogs or whether you're talking about horses, and you can see where take an Irish setter. An Irish setter is a beautiful dog,
mm-hmm.
but he's high strung and he won't sit still. It takes an awful lot to train an Irish setter to sit still. I'm sorry, that's part of the breed, and it's a defect.
All right, so Gene, how do you address what Bodie said earlier about your claim that essentially Asian people were better at math? He pointed out that...
I just ran that by my wife while we're on the break, whether it had anything to do with the way the numbers are presented in Asian language. Of course, my wife is college educated in China. She got her first degree in China. She came here after she finished one college degree, and then that's when I met her. But she said it's a bunch of baloney. She says, well, she didn't say it's a bunch of baloney. She says that she does not see any kind of connection between the way the Chinese numbers are written and having it be quicker or easier to memorize numbers.
Thanks for the call, Gene. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I forget who it was that Bodie cited, but it sounded like some sort of a study.
You can look it up in the podcast.
So I just cringe when somebody starts painting people with a brush, a big broad brush, saying that all so-and-so are this and that. And I'm not saying Gene was saying that. He was saying most so-and-so are this and that.
Well,
and
I don't want to talk about his call when he's not here, but, you know, now that something's come up for me, and here's
fine,
the thing.
We'll hear from him
when
again.
You make a generalization on these things, let's say that, you know, we'll make one up.
Mark, if you were to start saying this, then he might complain that you were interrupting him. So it's best that we just say this now. Go ahead.
if I say that white people are shiftless or whatever, because I don't want to use any of the sort of terms that were being used there. But if I say that white people are shiftless, but only some of them are and some of them aren't, well, what I'm going to decide is, all right, I don't like hearing that. However, I'm sure I'm in the category of the ones that aren't shiftless. So not only have you not achieved anything, because I'm sure I'm not in that category, and I'll tell you what, there's nobody out there sitting that's saying to themselves, I'm shiftless.
Yeah.
Okay?
Shiftless and proud.
Right. So maybe there's very few of them, and if they are there, they don't really care what you've got to say about their shiftlessness. So there's no point in bringing up in that respect. And secondly, you've now turned me off from your point of view on a lot of things because you've made some generalization about my particular race that, at least the one that I self-identify for, because God knows what I have no proof that I'm actually anything. I just look like the rest of the white guys. Now you've made this generalization for this race that I self-identify for, and I don't like you for it. So it doesn't achieve anything. Are some white people shiftless? Yes, they are. White people that are shiftless, stop being shiftless. Now let's move on.
Let's indeed, and continue here with your phone calls about what you want. And we'll go to, I believe, Gilbert is on the line with us in Texas. Gilbert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. Staying on the topic, I've been calling the Democrats and Republican shows here in my city, here in Texas. And some people right away jump to anti-Semitic. You're racist because I believe in the saying. I don't know if you've ever heard it. I use religion quite a bit, even though I'm not religious. But I use Jesus quite a bit, even though I'm not a big believer in the Bible and all of that. But I believe in the saying that the regular people regard religion as real. The wise people regard religion as faith.
Let's talk about it here in a moment. More with Gilbert and your calls as well.
Most people know that drinking pure, high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us, including archives. If you have missed a moment of the show, you just need to click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com.
I challenge you to take the Start Page 7-Day Challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy inside your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. That's startpage.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, Gilbert is on the line in Texas. Gilbert, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, yes, you were telling
us... I was wanting your opinion whether I was being a racist, which I don't think I am, and whether I'm being evil using this strategy.
Okay, can you recap your strategy, please, for people just tuning in?
Right, I'm going by the motto, you know, there's an old saying that the common people regard religion as real, the wise people regard religion as false, and the powerful people regard religion as useful. And I'm not powerful, but I think it's useful if you know how to use it, especially... here's where people might think I'm racist, and what I use to deflect that is I say, because I really don't like the Zionists, I call them Zionist bankers, and right away, oh, you're anti-Semitic, and I say, well, didn't Jesus fight the Pharisees? I mean, he spent his life calling the Pharisees the synagogue of Satan, and the Pharisees, they have the spoken word, and they made it into the Talmud, and now the Talmud is practiced by such people as Chertoff, and on the right, Negroponte, Kissinger, all these Zionists believe in the Talmud. Zionism is based on Talmudic belief that that Jewish people are superior, and that that Jesus is boiling in excrement, one of the things that it says on the Talmud, and that all property is common property to the first Jew that can take it through deception and trickery. You can look it up on the Talmud. That's what it says. And I say, you know, Jesus was against the Pharisees. He wasn't against the Jews, and I'm against the Zionists. I'm not against the Jews. And I don't like these Zionists, and I don't like what they've done to our country. And people are afraid to say that.
Now, can you define what a Zionist is?
It's a person that wants, first of all, they believe that they're superior to everybody else. Menachem Begin was a Zionist, for example. He had a saying that we, the Jewish people, are the superior race. We're destined to rule with an iron rod, and everyone else compared to us is like excrement. They will be licking the excrement off of our feet. That was the prime minister a couple of years ago in Israel. It wasn't reported.
I'm going to take your word for it. You're asking me if by not liking Zionists that you're racist?
Am I a racist? Yes.
I can't see that would be the case, because what you're talking about is a subset of people that specifically believe a certain thing. Right,
right, but I would also say that you're treading on thin ice. Because
I don't like the KKK. That doesn't make me racist either.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Understood, but a lot of people don't know what Zionists are, and
that's why
a lot of people use the terminology Zionist to just mean Jews.
Mm.
Right, right. But, you know, the Zionists are really Ashkenazic. They're really people from Gezer, which was a country in Western Russia that no longer exists. But these people read the Talmud, which was written by the Pharisees that killed Jesus.
All Jews. Now you're getting into the racist area. All Jews read the Talmud, and
no,
yes, the Sephardic Jews and the Ashkenazi Jews.
What's the Talmud? Is it like their Bible?
Yeah, it's part of their books. It's like their New Testament. When I've talked to them about this. When I talk to rabbis about this, they don't know what I'm talking about. All Jews read the Talmud, and Ashkenazi Jews are really just inbred with white people.
Right, right. They're not Jewish at all. It's kind of like me.
Yes, they are.
I'm Mexican. Hablo español. Pero if I read the Book of Mormon, does that make me white? No, it just makes me Mormon religion. And the Ashkenazics from Khazar read the Talmud. Does that make them Jew?
If there's a certain amount of Jewish blood in them and they decide they're Jewish or whatever, I mean, they're about as Jewish as the American Indians that claim to be, you know, part of the, Eastern coasts here.
Aren't we talking about a situation now where the whole Jewish thing is very confusing to me because
it's
both a religion and a race, right?
Yes. No, but I've already figured it out. No, these Ashkenazics are not Jews. They call themselves Jews, but they're no more Jews than me being more a white Mormon. Why? Because I belong in Utah.
So when you say Jew, you mean somebody who was an ethnicity? How's that different from race?
All tribes of Israel that came from the Middle East. These guys didn't come from the Middle East. And most of the bankers are Ashkenazic. They're not even Jews. So how can I be against Jews?
Well, they're Jews if they're Jewish. If you've chosen to be Jewish from a religious standpoint, just as you've chosen to be a Mormon from a Mormon standpoint, if that's what you've chosen. I'm not saying you chose that.
Right, so here's where I think it doesn't matter. Okay, I think that likely the international bankers, which is close to a code word for the Jews that rule the world, but the international bankers is at least a better term than these Zionists, because many of the international bankers aren't Jewish in either ethnicity or religion.
Absolutely.
At all.
What
period.
About the South American international bankers?
So, I think that...
The Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Schiff, all of these people that have been, for centuries, have been in power... They're all Ashkenazic Jews. There's no doubt about it.
Who cares? That's where I'm going to say, who cares? I mean, who cares if they're Jewish or they're Mormons? I mean, would it matter?
It's based on their ridiculous Talmud. And no, not all the Jews believe in the Talmud. There's Christian Jews. There's Jews for Jesus. There's the Torah Jews, the Torah Jews believe in the Old Testament,
okay.
Which I don't believe in either. But I like them better than these Talmud that says that they should kill us all and rip us all off. You know, 1% of the population knows 90%
some people believe believe the Bible justifies killing as well. So, I mean, if people are advocating killing, then that's, you know,
I'm not religious in any way at all, but I use Jesus because Jesus fought the Pharisees, and the Pharisees wrote the Talmud, and these Zionist bankers now believe in the Talmud. Now, am I racist?
I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
I don't think you're going to get people on your side talking about race, though.
Yeah.
It sounds like
race.
You are.
I'm talking about Zionism.
I understand.
Just like when I say I don't like the neocons.
But the people that talk about Zionism are very frequently very anti-Jewish types of people. I mean, that's from my observation.
I just just had dinner 2 months ago with a Jewish guy that I do business with.
I believe you, man. Hey, look, I'm not saying I doubt what you're saying, Gilbert. I'm just telling you that the reason why it sounds that way is because of the connotations that that surround that particular term. It's like the anarchists that like to tout about how they're anarchists, and you know they don't like the fact that a lot of people who tout that they're anarchists are blowing up buildings and you know destroying things and being violent. And well, okay, you're using that term, so therefore you're associated with that, whether you want to be or not. And so in the same way, you're using the term Zionism and Zionist bankers, and you may not want to be associated with the people that are anti-Jewish or people that are racist or bigoted. But at the same point, you know the point is, since you're using that same terminology that they frequently will adopt for themselves.
Well, here's the trick that I use so that people, if I'm a racist, then so was Jesus. Because Jesus went against the Pharisees, they just changed their name. They're Zionists now. They believe in the same thing the Pharisees believed in, the Talmud.
Who cares about what the belief system is of the international bankers? I think that what we should focus on is that the international bankers are screwing people out of their hard-earned money, regardless of what they happen to believe as far as their
right.
Their
if they
religious
were Episcopalian, would it make a difference?
No. Thanks, Gilbert, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We continue with, I believe, Ernest is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live, Ernest. Ernest, you're on the air. Ernest, going once. You're somebody out there. Ernest.
Hello?
Yeah, you're
Hello?
On the air.
I'm doing fine. My question was, how can you know so much when you're not?
I'm sorry, your phone cut out just a little bit there. How can you know so much when you're what?
When your knowledge is your own limitation.
How can you know so much when your knowledge is your own limitation? I don't know if I understand that. Mark, are you following that question?
Yeah.
Can you rephrase that question?
Oh, basically what I'm saying, when you come to a point that you feel that you're highly intelligent is when you feel that you're intelligent and you're debating with someone, you feel that you have wisdom and you are affirmed in your idea that what you know is correct. But then it comes down the line that you question your own knowledge. You learn some new information. So what you knew before, in a way you can say it was ignorant.
Yeah, I think that if anybody's out there touting themselves as brilliant, they have a thing or two to learn still. In fact, I think we all have something new to learn in the next step in our life. I thank you for the call. That's my best answer for that question. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's why I got a problem with the Mensa group. Come on now, guys. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see for yourself. And if you are a lady listener, instructions are there as to how to send in your photo or video at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Just go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. It's frontsight.com.
As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, we go to George, listening in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, George.
Hey, guys. I got 2 points I want to make.
Certainly.
The first I've been calling about, but just make it real brief. You may want to listen to the broadcast again. You do talk over people, and you talked over George and then accused him of talking over you. So
George?
You want to take a look at...
We talked over who?
I'm sorry.
Gene?
You did talk over Gene. And
No. I wasn't seriously accusing him of it. I was telling him that what we have to do sometimes in order to have a conversation on the radio is interrupt people when they make a point, and he was interrupting me at that point, so I was just pointing out that he was doing it, and it was okay, because I stopped and allowed him to speak, George.
Okay, whatever. I mean, it's your show, so you can do whatever you want.
We can, but we will. George,
okay, thanks.
Wait a second.
George, let me address this.
Before you go on, please, okay. Let me address this. If we were to allow someone to go on a long monologue about and in that monologue just a whole bunch of fallacies over and over, building on top of each other, would that make for a good show that I then wait for them to finish? Ding, your 2 minutes is up. Now my 2 minutes commences. Ding, and then I go in and I've written down everything. I've made their notes on everything you said. Well, first, and your most important fallacy is initially 2 minutes ago what you had said, but and based all this on was incorrect, and this is this way. You know, it'd be maddening for me.
It absolutely would.
It would be very difficult. This isn't a high school debate or a debate club where one gets the full 2 minutes and then it goes back. If you make a point that is fallacious, it would seem like one would have to jump in and correct that point as quickly as possible.
You're going to be rebutted, but if we're having a conversation that's interesting and engaging, then it will continue. And with Gene's call tonight, it continued over into an entire second segment. I don't know if we took the entire second segment, but we went for a good chunk of the first segment he was on, and then we held him through, and we brought him back for the next segment. So to say that we aren't giving people a fair shake or giving them enough time to say what they need to say is a bunch of nonsense.
That's not what I said. I just said that you talked over him after he accused you of talking over him.
But, right, and no, I clarified my point on that. That it was just to point out that it's okay to interrupt people in this particular conversational situation.
Okay, you may want to listen to it again, but that's
we listened to it again.
No, he's talking about what we said tonight.
Oh, tonight? Okay, great.
That's okay. I was there. I heard it happen, and I made that point to point out that Gene was now interrupting, and we're going to let Gene interrupt and say what he had to say.
And Free Talk Live is a radio show. It has to be fast-paced. That's like, you know, one of the little...
A dozen. We could be like Bruce Williams.
One of the things that we say on our marketing material is that it is fast, it's smart, and it's iconoclastic. So if I wait until you pause, because some people will just keep on going,
I
George.
I don't say those things on my marketing material.
I do, though.
Okay.
George, if I say, you know, if I wait until some people take a pause, the fact is they'll never take a pause, George.
Okay. Well, it's your show.
Got anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah. I just wanted to talk. I think I feel responsible for bringing up these issues on race and ethnicity. And I still don't think you guys get it. In that you got, I mean, the show's is called Free Talk Live. So you're supposed to be able to call in and talk about whatever you want. But it seems like it's more like the Free State Project. And you're protecting the Free State Project from getting the label of being racist. So you guys are...
What are you talking about?
You guys are walking on eggshells about anything that has to do with the race.
Why? Wait, whoa, slow down, George. What does the Free State Project have anything to do with this?
That's his interpretation.
And that's why I want to know. What does it have anything to do with this?
Well, I think that is what your main focus is that you want to protect, you know, the Free State. I mean, you hinted at it that, you know, anarchists or voluntarists, you know, they get the label of being racist. What do you care whether you're labeled racist or not? Are you a racist?
I am not a racist. However,
so what do you care?
What do I care? What I care is that the ideas. Do you think the ideas of liberty are valuable? Right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, he seems to. That's what he said in the past.
Well, he asked me, and so I answered him. You don't need to answer for me.
And you understand that if these ideas are diminished because they are held by people who believe racist ideas, that it is going to adversely affect the movement of liberty as a whole, right?
What I think diminishes it is the intellectual dishonesty, where you have to say things that there are no differences between races in order to protect your movement or your ideas. I mean, you have said that. You know,
I have. I don't say there are any differences. I say that it is ineffective to even talk about differences. Do black people get sunburns as easily as white people? No, they don't.
Yeah, I was talking about more from a mental standpoint. If I made a statement like that, it's been because people – I wasn't talking about physical differences. I was talking about mentally, and that's some of the suggestions people were making, was drawing this kind of painting with this broad brush and saying that, well, you know, black people are better at running and Chinese people are better at math and things like that, and I don't know about that.
But the intellectual dishonesty, when Gilbert called in and he mentioned something about the Talmud, which kind of makes me want to go to sleep. Ian pretended that he never heard of the Talmud. I mean,
Ian doesn't know much about religion.
Never heard of the Talmud.
You think I'm lying to you, George? You think I just get on the air and make crap up?
Yeah, I do.
I may have heard of the Talmud, but excuse me.
I do think you're lying.
Well, then let me clarify for you, okay? I didn't take any classes in religion when I was growing up. I may have heard someone mention the Talmud, but that's why I ask questions like, "What's the Talmud?" Plus, if I don't know. Huh?
And all the years you've done this show, no one's ever called in and talked about it?
They may have, but let me tell you something, George. People have called in and said something about Zionism several times on this show, and I must have asked, what's Zionism, 20 times throughout the history of Free Talk Live because it's so irrelevant to me that I never really stuck to the answer. It's not something that I really utilize in my life except when somebody brings it up on this show. Plus, I also ask those questions for the purposes of people who are also like me that may not have known at some point in their lives. I didn't know what Manwich was for the first 2 years of doing this radio show.
Right,
George. So I'm glad that you're so educated and well-cultured, George, but I admit that I'm just a guy with a microphone, and there's some things that I don't know. I know that there's this kind of aura around talk show hosts out there. Hold on a moment. I know there's this aura around talk show hosts out there, George, that suggests that they know so much and they're so intelligent, but I don't. I'm just a guy who happened to figure out how to put a show together and market it effectively and do it six nights a week. So, look, I don't know what the Talmud is, and I don't really even remember what it was. What the hell's the Talmud? It's some sort of thing with Jewish Bible.
Right. I don't believe you, but, you know.
All right, well, then goodbye. I don't want to talk to you.
Wait, I've got something for George. George, is this how you conduct yourself in your daily life?
How do I conduct myself?
You're a jerk.
I guess if that's what you're saying, then yes, that is how.
Why do you have a lot of friends?
What?
Do you have a lot of friends?
Yeah, I do.
I guess that's the natural answer to that question,
Why would I lie about it, George?
No, I'm in a bunker and
why would I lie about it? Just so I don't believe it.
Yeah, like recalcitrant hermit. That's what I'm getting from you.
Why would I lie about it, George? You seem to be so certain that I'm lying about knowing or not knowing, rather, what the Talmud is. Can you please explain what my motivation would be for lying about that? Do you think I want to look ignorant? Do you think that?
It makes you uncomfortable. You don't want to talk about it. You don't want the show to get painted with a.
If I didn't want to talk about it, I wouldn't ask more questions about it, George. Yeah. If I didn't want to discuss it, I wouldn't dig into the issue.
It goes through two stages. It goes, I don't know what this is, and then it goes to who cares. And every single time someone calls in and talks about that, whether I even care about it or not, that's where it goes. It goes, what is this? I don't know what this is. And I've heard you do the same thing about Zionism the 20 times that people have called in. Because I listen to the show a lot, and every time someone calls in about Zionism, what's Zionism? I don't know what Zionism is. Let's go. Who cares? I don't care. Let's go to the next call. Maybe you don't care, but I mean, I think after the 20th time, you'd have a kind of a working understanding that.
Yeah, I do actually have an understanding of Zionism at this point.
Well, Zionism's different in this particular scenario than the Talmud. The Talmud is a factual noun kind of thing that you can identify. It is a book. Whereas, and Ian probably doesn't really know what the Talmud is. I believe that entirely. However, Zionism is a belief system, and different people believe different things about Zionism, so you really do have to ask.
What do you mean by that?
When they say, call in and say, Zionists are bad.
Thanks, George, for the call. Right, it's about communication. It's about understanding what people are saying, so you can effectively respond to what they're saying. Hour number three is coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.